All right, good morning. Welcome back. This is the I Am Sorry About Last Night podcast, part of the Social Podcast Network. www.socialpodcastnetwork.com. Local folks doing local podcasts. Good morning. It is March 17th, 2023. Beautiful day here on the East Coast. Actually, it is a beautiful day. Still Marchy, right? Oh, and happy St. Patrick's Day, right? I forgot to wear green. I swear to God, my whole life, I always, for 54 years, I think I have forgotten to wear green on St. Patrick's Day. I just never remember. I don't partake in St. Patrick's Day for some reason. I'd love to. I think it's great. It's a great idea. I just always forget. So I'm greenless today, but it is St. Patrick's Day. Happy St. Patrick's Day. If you're going out tonight, be careful, right? It's a big one. I'm going to predict that a bunch of people will probably wake up tomorrow with shame and guilt. I don't know how the St. Patrick's Day agenda lays out for the weekend, because I actually thought that St. Patrick's Day was last week, because we celebrated it last week. My in-laws had their cabbage and whatever the shit, what is it, corned beef? Yeah, corned beef and cabbage and potatoes. A client of mine yesterday said, it's the most blandest looking meal of the year. And she's sort of right. It's all pretty bland. But we did ours last week. So if you're celebrating this weekend, have fun. Be careful. Take it easy, right? But I do believe there will probably be, unfortunately, some people that wake up with either a hangover or a lot of ill will or shame and guilt. I hope not, right? I hope not. I don't have much going on this morning. I am working, but I thought I was supposed to podcast with my friend Tiffany. If you've ever haven't heard of our podcast, it's called The Full Throw with TNT. Me and my friend Tiff, she's hilarious. I could just sit and listen to her jab all day because she cracks me up. But we were supposed to podcast this morning. She calls me at the house. I'm like, hey. She's like, we're podcasting. I go, I forgot we're podcasting too. So it was kind of funny. We're not going to podcast. And that's just being sober, right? That's just waking up. I think I'm obviously transitioning to being old, which is bizarre. It is weird to, watch your life go by, right? It's weird to, I'm going to be 55 this year in September. I do believe this is the prime of my life. This is where, hopefully you've worked hard and saved stuff and take everything that you learn and can apply it to your life today. And hopefully I am the best version of me that I can be, right? This should be it. I'm grateful every day that I do not drink and do drugs, because that did not allow me to be my best version. And I'm not even my best version every day. There's days, I'm okay. There's other days I'm better. But I know that those are usually affected just by inconvenience, right? For me, at least. It's when I'm inconvenient is when I'm sort of at my worst. So, but for today, I feel good. Everything is great. I'm grateful that at 54, I'm relatively healthy and for the most part sober, right? Mentally, I can get a little caught up, but physically, no drinking, no drugs. And I've been doing that for a long time, and my life has definitely improved, and I'm grateful for that. One of the things that I've been doing every once in a while is I will sit down. So there's a podcast, and I would definitely go check it out. I would go check it out because, I get to come on this podcast and just chat, give out my thoughts, my experiences, ups and downs, good and bad. But I am not a professional sober person, right? I don't know how you would call that. I'm not. My profession is not sobriety. My profession is not mental health. My profession is not, psychology. It's obvious I haven't been to school for that. These are just my thoughts, my experiences, things that I come across on a daily basis. Just trying to get sober, right? Just trying to stay sober. Just trying to find serenity. Just trying to pick my way through this. This is just a guy. But there is a podcast that is called, Where is it? Let's see. It's Joe and Charlie is what it is, but what is it? Where is it? Yeah, here it is. So it's called Joe and Charlie AA Tapes. And these guys are very, very good at discussing the big book. And I am, you know, it's some days I think I know what I'm talking about. I mean, I'm just sharing, right? But these guys really go through the book. I would definitely go find this this podcast, Joe and Charlie's AA Tapes. So when I first came into the program, these tapes, right, were going around. Joe and Charlie's AA Tapes. I remember, I think it was my buddy Rob. I think he had all the tapes. This is even before they were out on CDs, right? They were just this, he had the tapes. And they've since been changed over to CDs. And then I remember the CDs going around. I even might have had the CDs. But now they've been converted over onto Spotify. And you should go check them out because it's very good. And I was laying on the couch last night just listening to them. And so I don't know all of them. I know the ones that I have in this playlist are There Is a Solution, The Spiritual Experience, We Agnostics, How It Works, My Will, The Third Step, Fourth Step, Referring to Our List, Fifth Step, Sixth and Seventh Step, The Eighth Step, The Spiritual Disease, Eighth and Ninth Steps, The Tenth Step, The 11th Step, The 12th Step, The World of Us, Freedom, List of Fears, and then AA Speakers, Bob, I don't know, but I just got a whole bunch of them. But these Joe and Charlie tapes are really good, and I was listening to the Third Step one last night, and man, I was sort of blown away.
I'm still here in this bed that I crawled in. I hope that I'm someone else in the morning. So take this one, wash it down and you'll be fine. Then walk around in a floating chalk outline. So it goes, let it be. In the gallows, balanced on my toes so I can breathe. But little by little, bit by bit, I push it back down with a new habit. If not for long, just for a while, I'll bury myself with a great big smile. Oh my mind, oh my mind, we trace ourselves in these chalk outlines. Oh my mind, oh my mind, erase ourselves in these chalk outlines.
Yep. My boy Ren in Chinchilla. This is such a great song. But yeah, so I was listening to these guys talk about the third step. And I've been doing this program for a long time. I've been working at it, I should say. I don't do this. I've never done this program, I don't think, perfectly. But I've been working, addressing it, looking at it, reading about it, discussing it, feeling like I have an idea of what it is, and then feeling like I have an idea I have no idea. But this was great, listening to these guys talk about this third step. And the third step, it has made a decision to turn our will and our lives over to the care of as we understood him. And it was great because I don't know if it was Joe or Charlie. I don't know. I haven't listened to him enough to really understand who's who. But one guy sort of talks about it, and then the other guy sort of adds to it. And the guy's like, you know, if I died today, right, and all my family, and he's very good. He's a funny guy. You can tell these tapes are pretty old, though. But he's like, you know, when I die, first thing my family's going to do is run down to that attorney's office to check that piece of paper, right? The will. And when everything's, you know, comes together, basically that will decide. And there's a guy that's been hired to manage that will. And he compared it to our will being how I think, right? What we were thinking. And that's how he kind of described it. He goes, this paper is a reflection how I was thinking a few years back when I had the will created, right? I think at some point, this is even something that I got to figure out. I got to write a will, right? I got to figure out a will so that if something did happen to me, I could hire somebody to be in position to manage and run my thoughts, right? I was like, wow, that's what will means. So his this guy's like, you know, will means what we think. So when we turn our will and our lives, and he describes lives as our actions. And he's like, you know, if we have bad thinking, it usually ends up reflecting in the way we behave in our life. And if we have good thinking, it usually reflects in the way that we live in our life. Our will and our life over to the care of God. And listen, I thought it was great. So if you want to check it out, go find these guys, Will and Charlie, and sit back, put on some earbuds, and listen to these guys because they're really good. You know, I try to just share my experience, how this has gone, you know, good and bad. I've had my ups and downs, but these guys really go through the big book. And it's funny because when I was thinking about this last night, I don't have a big book meeting in my life right now. I go to the Monday night meeting, which is a step meeting. And the other thing that was kind of cool that I really didn't realize is it sort of talks about how Bill and Bob went through the evolution of this program, right? You know, the writing of the 12 steps, the beginning, the whatever the group was, the Oxford group, and how that evolved, and then writing these steps, and then how eventually Bill would write the 12 and 12, which are short essays, right, about these steps. But the real point was he wanted to get these traditions out. And that's when he basically ended up creating the 12 and 12, which is what, you know, on Monday nights I go to a step meeting. That's what we read, the 12 and 12. There, and actually, I think about it now, it makes complete sense. I sort of thought, I didn't even think about it. I just read it, right? It was just reading. It's all good to me. But apparently, you know, these stories in the 12 and 12 are just short essays that have an opinion or a reflection on the step, but they're not like taken from the big book. And so these guys, and what's funny is this sort of has happened now twice to me in this week. You know, when I spoke at that Monday night meeting on the step, on the eighth step, a buddy of mine shared, and he said, you know, this, if you refer back to the big book, right? And I never do. I never refer to the big book. I've read the big book, but I don't even know if I have one, right? I don't even know where my big book is. I just sort of work everything out of the 12 and 12 or daily reflections or just going to meetings. But in my buddy shared it on Monday. He goes, if you look at the big book and how Bill talked about it, that the eighth step was really just about willingness and creating a list of things that we did, right? Let me read that step. Just said, made a list of all the persons we had harmed and became willing to make amends to them all. You know, and you start going through this list, you know, made direct amends to such people, but that's the ninth step. But that eighth step, making that list, and then, like my buddy said in the meeting, it allows us to look at what we were capable of. Which I was like, yeah, that totally makes sense because, and I've shared this before, if you asked me the day before, if you asked me the day before or the day after I got in that fight, I would tell you my life was an absolute disaster. But if you ask me, you know, 5, 6, 7 years later, what it was like, I'd probably tell you it wasn't that bad, right? Because I forget. And this list, which was, I mean, a thorough list, like my buddy said in the meeting, allows us to see, if we're honest, what we are and have been in the past capable of. I shared the other day, I didn't consider myself a thief, but making a list and looking at people that I had harmed, some of the people I had harmed were because I was being a thief, right? I've stolen time. I've stolen peace of mind. I have stolen things, right? I remember my first girlfriend when I stole that money. His name was on that list. So when I go back and look at the list, I go, yeah, I don't think I'm a thief, but I've looked at the list and there are things that I've done that a thief does. So I think it's just, the whole point is it's a good way to remind ourselves, hey, you know, your subconscious has decided that we're not going to remember certain things that you've done, but since you have taken a hard look at it and really put out a list, now you can see what in the past that you have been capable of. And I just thought it was great. But when my buddy read that on Monday, it was out of the big book. And so listening to these guys last night kind of go through this big book, I forget, right? You know, it's awesome, right? This big book, all of this to me is just amazing. And, but listening to these tapes and listening to how the steps were made and, you know, the 12 and 12. And, I just think it's really great. And, but this listening to these guys last night, you know, I've always, you know, I've done step three, right? I've even talked about step three on this program, made a decision to turn our will and our lives over to the care of God as we understood him. But I never made the connection that my will is my thinking and that my life is my actions. Never thought about it that way. But now that I listened to that last night, it makes complete sense. You know, made a decision to turn our will, my thinking, and my life, my actions, over to the care of a higher power. You know, I shared before that, you know, people say that you can use the room as your higher power. You can use a doorknob, right? You can use whatever it is to find a higher power that you, to your understanding. What does it say? As we understood him, right? But they say you can use anything you want as a higher power, just as long as it's not you, right? And, you know, early on, I used my buddy Matt. You know, when I first, when I came back the second time to get sober, you know, Matt was my higher power. I acted different in front of him. I spoke differently. My thinking was different around him, and my actions were different around him because I was so impressed by his life and the way that he carried himself and the way that he worked with others. I wanted to be like him, right? So I tried to speak like him, and I wanted my thinking sort of like him, and I wanted my actions sort of like him. And his actions were, he was just, you know, went to a lot of meetings. He worked with others. He was, he was always available to help other people. I thought that was great. That's how I wanted to imitate my life as like his. But the reality is that unfortunately, you know, people like that, and he did die, he passed, and he's gone, right? And so I had to try to make this transition into turning my will and my life over to the care of a higher power. And I don't do it perfectly. I'm better, right? The curtain's been pulled back and the real Tom has been exposed, and I realized that I need to address it, or that real Tom will drink again, right? Because in the end, that's all I want, right? I don't want to drink. That was why I came here. Or I didn't want to get caught at it anymore. That's probably the real reason that I came here. But sorting that all out, in the end, I don't ever want to drink alcohol again. And so whatever comes up in my life that might make me think that drinking is an option, I want to be prepared for it, and I want to understand it, recognize it, be like, hey, I've seen this move before, I'm not going to fall for it, jump back into more program, you know, talk to somebody, my sponsor or something, about what's going on, get some sunshine on it, right? Expose it, and try to avoid picking up that drink, because I've gone through the whole thing. I've done it. You know, I've gotten sober. I've been involved in an amazing group. I've celebrated my first year, my second year with coins at the front of the room, sharing my story. I've been through it. And then I've worked my way back down the ladder to the point where all of a sudden I believed that... All right, sorry. I'm in the studio with big windows and people walk by, especially people that have been on the podcast and they want to come in and chat. So... sorry about that. Anyway, the whole point was like last night, man, I was listening to these Joe and Charlie tapes, and they're really good. I'm just a guy just trying to make it, right? But these guys know all about the big book, the 12 and 12, the history of this program. You know, they've studied it. I have not. I'm not an expert. I'm just a buffoon, right? I'm just a guy. But go check out these tapes. I'm listening to them. I think they're great. They've been around for a long time. I've heard people talk about them many, many times. And they're just really cool because you're getting some... some backstory into how this program came about, and they definitely go through these steps a little bit better. I learned something last night, you know, my will, my thinking, and my life, my actions. And, you know, that's the core of it, right? Change our actions, improve our life. Bad actions, bad life. I've lived both, right? You know, I've shared so many different bad actions on this podcast and what I've learned from them and how it affected my life and how I changed those actions and how it improved my life. Just relationships with people, just conversations, just the ability to listen, right? The humility to listen and not turn it about myself and to listen and be there for others. You know, I've gone through every story. I've been called out on so much shit, you know. My self-centeredness has been exposed little by little, and to now know that is what I am. I'm a self-centered person who's deficient in humility. And that's something else that they talk about in that podcast, this life on self-will. I've heard that, but what it means is self doing what self wants. I've experienced that. That's my whole life. So go check out these tapes. They're really good. I found them to be quite... helpful. And let's try to read a daily reflections real quick and see. I got to go to work. People. There's people out there. They want things. All right, let's see. Daily reflections. Where's my internet? Come on. God damn it. Give me some Wi-Fi. Daily reflections. All right. Yeah, listen, if you're on the fence and you're still trying to figure out sobriety and you're going out tonight, be careful, right? Be careful. Some people are going to wake up tomorrow with a lot of shame and regret, and I just hope it isn't you. All right. Okay, that is not today. All right, here we go. All right, March 17th, mysterious ways. Out of every season of grief and suffering, when the hand of God seemed heavy or even unjust, new lessons for living were learned. New resources of courage were uncovered, and that finally inescapably, the conviction came that God does move in a mysterious way his wonders to perform. All right, you're going to have to go back and read this. I fucked that up. After losing my career, family, and health, I remained unconvinced that my way of life needed a second look. My drinking and other drug use were killing me, but I had never met a recovering person or an AA member. I thought I was destined to die alone and that I deserved it. At the peak of my despair, my infant son became critically ill with a rare disease. Doctors' efforts to help him proved useless. I redoubled my efforts to block my feelings, but now the alcohol had stopped working. I was left staring into God's eyes, begging for help. My introduction to AA came within days through an odd series of coincidences, and I have remained sober ever since. My son lived, and his disease is in remission. The entire episode convinced me of my powerlessness and the unmanageability of my life. Today, my son and I thank God for his intervention. Yeah, that's awesome. All right, listen, I gotta go. I hope everyone has an amazing day, and we'll talk later. Go check out those Joe and Charlie tapes later. Don't cry, cause there's a pill for everything. Take this one, wash it down, and you'll be fine. So it goes. Later.
on my toes so I can breathe. But little by little, bit by bit, I push it back down with a new habit. If not for long, just for a while, I bury myself with a great big smile. Take it.